Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
I'm the doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I don't usually quote a lot of people on this show because I make my own quotes, right? You could listen to what somebody says, or you could dissect their quote and talk about it for hours. But, you know, Martin Luther King Jr., was wise beyond words. You can't even give him enough credit for his understanding of people, his understanding of society, his understanding of human nature, and his understanding of what needs to be done. And one of my favorite quotes from him is, if you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But by all means, keep moving. Now, there's many quotes that I love of his, but this one always has hit me pretty hard because it teaches you to persevere. You know, if you can't fly, then run. And I've noticed even in my own psyche where if I want to do something and I want to go somewhere and I want to do something and I want to be successful in something and obstacles are thrown in my way or people are trying to mess with me or I just don't have the talent, which usually more often than not, do you quit? Yeah, the average person quits. I mean, I wanted to be in show business ever since I was little. I wasn't pretty enough, wasn't smart enough, didn't have the connections, wasn't wealthy enough, couldn't do the right hair, makeup, all that. So rather than flying to where I needed to go, it was a slow crawl, but I was able to be successful in my own way. And not quitting is really difficult. Let's say we want to apply Martin Luther King Jr.'s words to you quitting smoking. All right, so the average person is thinking, well, if I'm going to quit smoking, I'm going to take the cigarettes and I'm just going to dump them. I'm going to take the vapes and be done, and I'm good. That's flying. And then it doesn't work. So it doesn't work, and many people give up. But if you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. All right? The people who have made it and lived, when you look at Lone Survivor, when you look at these tales of survival, these were people who didn't give up. It's a cliche. Everybody says that. Okay, well, you don't give up. You don't give up. You don't give up. And it goes through one ear and out the other. All right, not giving up doesn't mean you have to keep hitting a wall. That's why people give up. Why don't you climb the wall? Why don't you go around the wall? Why don't you dig a hole or a tunnel under the wall? Why don't you get a couple people with you to help lift you and propel you over the wall? Yeah, and I know, you know, this type of stuff has been sensationalized, and movies have done it, and we've kind of learned to realize that some things just don't work out. Some marriages don't work out. Some jobs just don't work out. Some tasks will just never be able to be accomplished. You know, there may never be peace in the Middle East, but that doesn't mean you give up. If you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But by all means, keep moving. You keep moving. The second you're stagnant, now even if we talk about it in the medical sense, okay? You know, let's say, God forbid, somebody is paralyzed, okay, and they can't move. What do we do with somebody who can't move? We never let them be stagnant. If somebody's stagnant, they start getting blood clots. They start getting bed sores. We keep them moving. Look at the earth. Look at the universe. You know, this is, and I don't mean to go too deep into what Martin Luther King Jr. said, but this is something that applies to all of us. And maybe rather than saying, don't quit, I'm not quitting, I'm not giving up, maybe the proper thing to say is keep moving. Don't just sit there and cry. Don't just sit on your thumb. Don't just complain about it. Don't try to screw up everybody else. Keep moving. You got a job to do. You got a purpose on this earth. You have to survive. You keep moving. And keeping moving oftentimes has allowed me to overcome something. So let's say I was, and I teach students this all the time. Let's say you're trying to study for a test, or you're in school, and the work is insurmountable. And you're like, I'm not going to be ready for this test tomorrow. There's just too much. All right, well, keep moving. Then go through this stack. Even if you can't get through everything, at least keep going. Just work through what you work through. You know, a marriage is tough. I get that. Yeah, and relationships are tough. And what a lot of people do in marriages or in relationships that might have trouble is they go stagnant. And they're like, you know what? We're just going to not go here. We'll not go here. We won't go there. Let's just kind of stay put. And it won't go anywhere. All right, keep moving. Let's go to therapy. Let's try to work together. Or if it's not going to work, we make that decision. But the day we quit, the day we stop moving, is when nothing happens. And so, you know, I like the idea of let's get rid of this whole idea of don't quit, don't give up, but keep moving. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, honoring Martin Luther King, you know, this weekend and month, you know, we don't do enough to remember those who have changed society and those who have, made a difference and made us better people. Like Martin Luther King, make a career out of humanity. These are things that I think are words to live by. And so if you ever kind of need inspiration, look at some of the quotes, such as this one. Faith is taking the first step, even when you don't see the whole staircase. Amen. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTALI. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with
Extend. All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Well, I got to hand it to Iowa with their freezing temperatures and everything that they've been dealing with, seeing them overcome and get the caucuses going tonight, pretty darn impressive. And, you know, obviously all eyes are on, you know, what's going to happen in terms of the GOP and who is going to be a front runner. And it's interesting in that President Trump reportedly kind of came out swinging to everybody, even saying that a vote for Ramaswamy would be a waste. And, you know, I love, you know, looking at politics, and I don't necessarily love how politics pervades our life and how we, you know, are ruled and legislated by people who are politicians. I'd rather be people who know what the hell they're doing. You know, I would rather, you know, somebody whose president has, you know, worked, you know, in has, you know, man the border, has been in the military, has, you know, worked in industry, can at least contribute to something rather than just being a lifelong politician. But it's interesting how Vivek Ramaswamy has been a huge ally to Trump this whole time, has stuck up for him. And then Trump, very interestingly, said he played it too cute and said a vote for Vivek is a wasted vote. Now, you know, I have never read President Trump's books, and you know, I don't necessarily look at millionaires as idols in terms of, you know, is this how you make money? Is this how you? But Trump, I got to admit, has one hell of a playbook in terms of getting votes, and he will be the nominee. And depending on what happens with the next election, if he does run against Biden, as long as there's no cheating, I think he's a shoo-in to return as president. And so watching him, it's very interesting because, you know, people, you know, look at President Trump as, well, what is his mojo? What is his shtick? You know, Chris Christie, his shtick originally before Trump came on the stage back in 2016 was he was the one that says it like it is. You know, don't deke around. If storm's coming and we tell you to evacuate, get the blank out. You know, I'm not going to mess around. You know, that type of thing. And maybe they don't always hold true to it. You know, Vivek's thing is, you know, look, I am a anti-politician. I'm not a politician, so I'm going to go in. We're changing up the FBI, CIA. We're, you know, and some people really love that, but is it practical? Nikki Haley's thing is, look, I've been in foreign policy. I was an ambassador to the UN. I've governed a state. I know more about foreign policy than anybody here on this stage, with the exception of Trump, who was president. And then you have DeSantis, who said, look, I fought woke. I was able to fight woke, and I was successful at it. And so I've done this in Florida. You've seen me in one of, you know, in a very populous state, in a very divided state. I was able to do X, Y, and Z, so look, I could do it. And so what is Trump's, you know, platform? Well, one is, if you loved what he did the previous 4 years before Biden came in, the economy, the way the economy was going before COVID, for his foreign policy, his, you know, he could go on that. But what he persists on doing is, you know, not giving in, shall we say, and not looking like he's going to be nice. You know, he doesn't really look like he's making allies. And maybe it's because he's already decided Tim Scott would be his vice president or running mate. But, you know, you would think, okay, well, you know, Ramaswamy's be nice to him. He'll be nice back. Trump didn't get to where he was by being nice. He got to where he was by being, you know, shrewd, being wily, selfish. You have to be selfish in terms of your company, in terms of your assets, in terms of you know, your board's goals. Well, this other company's really nice, so let's help them too. That's not how he got to be where he got to be. And so it's no surprise that if he's going to be going for presidency, you know, he's saying, look, guys, you know, voting for Vivek, yeah, he's a nice guy, but you're wasting your vote. It's no shock he would say that because he needs the votes. So to me, that implies he doesn't want the vote split. That it could be deleterious in some of the other primaries if votes are split. Now, you know, I might have done it a little differently. Right, because Vivek was one of the first ones, if not the only one, to say, look, if a state is not going to include Trump on the ballot, we all should give that state, then the primary's done. If you're going to, yeah, I thought that was pretty impressive. So, you know, and that's, and I could see why, because he wants a place in his cabinet, and he probably will get a place in his cabinet. So he knows how to kiss up, and he knows how to play the game. But, you know, Trump has no problem making enemies. He doesn't get along with Chris Christie, doesn't get along with, you know, and you know, you have to, in order to be successful, know how to play the game. And Trump is, his shtick is, I'm not a politician. I understand that you got to be nice. And, you know, Obama looked like he was buddy buddies with Joe Biden, even though you know they didn't get along. You just kind of make it work. We know Trump didn't get along with Mike Pence. We know, you know, and so he doesn't put the effort into all these semantics or all these shows or these displays or these, you know, ingenuine political moves. And that might work for him. You know, I mean, if he's telling, you know, GOP voters, look, you know, yeah, it's nice you're supporting these other people, but you're wasting a vote because they're not going to win. You know, and we got an election to win. You know, that's something a Trump would do. And maybe that's why he's successful. But it may also hurt him in the long run when he needs his supporters. I mean, you know, a lot of times when these candidates bow out, they go, guys, I am going to put my support behind X, Y, and Z. And oftentimes their followers will do that. Those people who really, really love Vivek might be like, you know what? This is who Vivek wants. We're going to support him. But one thing that is interesting is DeSantis was, originally looked upon as a Trump 2.0. And DeSantis has been working really, really hard to show that he's not Trump, that he's different. And, you know, he's done well, but it has allowed Nikki Haley to, you know, supersede. And so seeing what's going to happen today, there's what, 1,657 precincts, there's 752,000 registered Republicans. There was a turnout, I guess, for the caucuses at high schools and gyms and churches and golf courses. Back in 2016, 187,000 people turned out, which was huge. I mean, one thing about Iowans is they love their country. And they love having their vote. You know, it's interesting, these small countries, these small states, people will say, oh, we got to get rid of the Electoral College. No. Okay, these small states hold a lot of power. And when you get rid of the Electoral College to basically make elections won by New York, California, Florida, and Texas, these small states don't like that. They have a voice, and they are going to show they have a voice. And so I think we are going to, despite the weather, which is pretty, pretty dang cold, I think we are going to see a phenomenal showing. And a little nerve-wracking. You know, we're coming into an election year that may be the biggest mess we've ever seen. You know, where we have states not wanting the previous president on the ballot. We have the Supreme Court having to look at that. We have Joe Biden and Hunter Biden with reports of alleged, you know, ethics violations and, you know, working with foreign entities for their own gain. And it's not, you know, I think some people are really worried about the choices they have. You know, we have a border that's crumbling. You know, we have an economy that's very shaky, a housing market about to fall. We have an education system that is completely chaotic with the Ivy Leagues, the barometers of our education, condoning anti-Semitism and calls for Jewish genocide. It's a mess. The country is an absolute mess. So there's a lot riding on this election, and that makes people nervous. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Getting preliminary details now about a reported plane crash off the coast of California. Reports indicate a plane went down in Half Moon Bay at around 7:15 p.m. local time yesterday. The U.S. Coast Guard, California Highway Patrol, and local fire crews responded. Still not clear what kind of plane it was or how many people may have been aboard or injured. Republican White House hopeful Ron DeSantis says Biden administration border policy should be blamed for tragedies that happened there. There is recent reporting about immigrants who died trying to swim across the Rio Grande River. Texas state officers prevented federal officers from rendering them aid.
The federal government down there has frustrated Texas's attempt to try to get people not to come across the border.
DeSantis on CNN's State of the Union Sunday. The U.S. Justice Department asking the U.S. Supreme Court to order Texas to stop blocking Border Patrol agents from the area. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com. For the whole family.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the FAA is actively recruiting workers and employees who have certain disabilities, including severe intellectual, psychiatric disability, and other mental and physical conditions, as they have launched this diversity and inclusion hiring initiative. Now, you know, this has obviously drawn a lot of concern. You know, and you know, as a physician, as far as I'm concerned, you know, we should, you know, have progressed over the, you know, the, shall we say, the stereotypes that people who have lost a limb, that people who have, you know, neurodiverse, that they can't work, that they need to be on disability. I really believe that there are a lot of opportunities and a lot of things that people could do that they just don't get a chance to do, you know, because of stereotypes of their disabilities. However, all right, if there is a job that needs to be done that really requires, okay, a lack of mental health issues, right, or a lack of a physical disability, it's not being discriminatory for hiring somebody who could actually physically and mentally do the job. You know, when you have President of the United States, you need somebody who can understand, you know, the gravity of a situation that's going on in the Middle East, shall we say, or with Putin, or with, you know, Xi Jinping, and not have huge fluctuations in their moods, delusions, hallucinations. You can't have a commander-in-chief that says, I just heard from Putin, and Putin told me that he is, you know, going after my family, so I need to go and attack him first. And you're like, what? Putin never said that. So you can't be commander-in-chief if you have elements of psychosis that can interfere with your judgment and cause you to make decisions that could affect our military or country. That's just a given. You cannot be working on a skyscraper and you know, providing the support for your other coworkers 27 floors into the sky without having ability to balance and ability to grasp and hold on and use harnesses properly. You cannot be in law enforcement and handling a weapon such as a gun if you do not have the ability to hold the gun or the ability to understand when to shoot. So that's not being discriminatory. That's just there's certain jobs where things need to be done. You cannot have a physician, or shall we say just a person, who will do your surgery who hasn't done the training, yeah, and has the memory. You can't have a doctor or a practitioner that has severe memory loss that doesn't remember the anatomy when they're going in and cutting you open. So we have to understand that if we are going to, and as I said, I'm very much in support of people who want to work and people who can work, you know, allowing them to work in a job that they could physically and mentally do. But we need to be very, very careful, saying absolutely, air traffic controllers, if you have vision issues, we'll accommodate and make it work for you. I mean, you know, obviously we've been having a lot of near misses on the tarmac. I'm not blaming that on people who may have vision issues. But what if? What if somebody, let's say, did have, you know, an issue with their eye, didn't admit it, and was working and missed that those two planes were going to hit each other? So the FAA's website says targeted disabilities are those disabilities that the federal government, as a matter of policy, has identified for special emphasis in recruitment and hiring. They include hearing, vision, missing extremities, partial paralysis, complete paralysis, epilepsy, severe intellectual disability, psychiatric disability, and dwarfism. So this initiative is part of the FAA's diversity and inclusion. They say diversity is integral to achieving FAA's mission of ensuring safe and efficient travel across our nation and beyond. And so the FAA is overseen by, you know, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg and the Department of Transportation, and they employ 45,000 people. And so with this Boeing 737 MAX 9 where a panel blew off, you know, an argument is being made where, well, people that have, let's say, their full physical abilities or their full mental abilities, you know, are still sleeping on the job. Maybe we need hard-working Americans, despite any disabilities they have, to get the job done. But, again, I caution, and we have to be very, very careful, with how we proceed, because every time we try to progress, we oftentimes will hurt the demographic we try to help. So, for example, Kamala Harris, not the most popular vice president. And Biden made it a real, made it very, very public that he was picking a woman. Okay, well, could you pick a woman who was well qualified? Now, I get vice presidents get sidelined. They never get to, you know, shine and do what they need to, you know, do. So maybe Kamala Harris's poor performance is because Biden wouldn't let her do anything. But I'm telling you, you got people going, all right, well, we gave a woman a chance and look at what happened. No, Kamala Harris does not represent all women. And so we need to be careful if somebody does hire somebody with vision issues or psychiatric disability. Now, and let's say somebody with psychiatric disability is in air traffic control and they think they see something that they don't. And they say, divert the plane. And the plane didn't have to divert. You know, I mean, those are things that will then, unfortunately, discriminate against those individuals later. So make sure that the job they are doing is one, a job that they could perform, and they could perform well, and don't just hire somebody because, oh, okay, good, you check the box. We need the best people right now to pilot our planes. We need the best people to, you know, be on these flights. And it's amazing how some of the staff have been when there's been, and I've been on planes where there were medical emergencies, you know, who can help manage a medical emergency, who can help manage a passenger who wants to open up the exit, which could affect, you know, could down the plane. You know, make sure you have staff that can do what needs to be done. And still employ those who might not necessarily have all their physical abilities or other abilities, but just, I really worry because I've seen this time and time again that people are getting hired because they check a box. And I'm kind of shocked that people haven't been hiring those with quote-unquote dwarfism, those who have had partial paralysis. There are jobs people with partial paralysis or even complete paralysis can do. And so, you know, yeah, the FAA is now taking it on themselves to say, but this is what we're going to do. We are going to target those. We are going to, give, shall we say, preference to. But somebody with severe intellectual disability, somebody with psychiatric disability, there's not a lot of roles that I could think of in the FAA that would allow that flexibility if they don't understand their job and people's safety is on the line. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there's this term called Blue Monday. And Blue Monday is supposedly the most depressing day of the year. Now, Blue Monday, I guess, was created January 24th, 2005. And Blue Monday, I guess, has come about because, you know, I told you I sometimes just don't really feel that happy in January because, you know, the Christmas season is over and once the lights go down, you know, it's kind of, and I, you know, even though, you know, family's gone, which sometimes helps, right? But, you know, January, it's cold outside. You have major credit card debt because of all the shopping. You know, you have to be back to work. There's not a lot of holidays coming up. So January's kind of my worst month. I don't get depressed, but now I'm not as happy, you know, in January, which is why it's really, really important to make sure that you have some, like, some people will do little trips. See, me, I work all through the holidays. I rarely take off during the holidays because that's our busy time. That's when people are really, really sick. So I work all the way through. But then, like, this last weekend, I went, saw my family, saw my friend's kid, and girlfriend, and yeah, it was a little trip. You know, have sometimes a couple little trips. I think going to Disneyland in January is not the worst idea because it's not hot. And you, if people are done with break and they're back at school or back at work, maybe less lines. So sometimes you could kind of make it work for you. But Blue Monday is the third Monday of January. And it is regarded as the most depressing day of the year. And so, are people really depressed? I mean, it's a three-day weekend right now. So that, I think that kind of, we got the playoffs, although I'm a little depressed after what happened to the Cowboys. I can't even explain what the hell happened with the Cowboys and the Packers yesterday. That was, but you know what, the Cowboys, they just, they need some adjusting. They really, really do. Now, we make it to the playoffs, but we just don't persevere. So, how do you get through, what do you do, you know, to get through Blue Monday? Or what do you do to get through anything that sorts to, you know, kind of makes you a little down in the dumps? Well, you know, I had said early on, remember when we had to talk about New Year's resolutions, which we can't stand. I think collectively we can all agree New Year's resolutions suck. But one of the reasons why I don't like New Year's resolutions is it depresses people. They say, all right, I'm going to lose weight. January 1st, I'm going to hit the gym. I'm going to make money. I'm going to find a girlfriend. I'm going to this. And then when it doesn't happen, you're already mid-month of January going, all right, well, I messed that up. Well, as I said, you know, plan ahead. Start early. Make smaller goals. You know, you don't have to lose 60 pounds in January. If your goal is 5 pounds, it's a lot more doable. You don't have to completely quit smoking in January. But if your goal is to cut down to a half a pack from 3/4 of a pack, that's doable. Now, another thing also is don't be alone. Part of why we get depressed in January is you're alone. Everybody goes back to their lives. Everybody goes, you know, not really a lot of parties. Nobody can afford a party because they just spent so much on the holidays. So you're not really invited to things. There's not really a lot going on. See, me, I always have a conference this month. So there's a conference at the end of the month I go to. And so that's always, you know, something fun. It's something to look forward to. It gives me a break from working because I usually work all the way through Christmas. So if there is something that, you know, as I said, I think a trip, I think a mini break is important. And you could talk to your bosses about that. I know it's hard because you can't really ask for work off and time off if you just already had holidays. But, you know, what if you have the type of job where you could work during the holidays? You know, I always volunteered to work on Thanksgiving and Christmas. It got me out of the in-laws, having to see the in-laws. I loved being wow, that hero. Really? You're helping? Yeah, but I'm going to want a few days off in January. Done. You give me Christmas, I'll give you whatever you want in January. So if you do have the type of job where you can negotiate that, that's good. But what kind of bothers me about this concept of Blue Monday is we're trying to train society to not have us work on Mondays. There's this big push that the four-day work week isn't dropping Friday, it's dropping Monday. Now, you eventually drop Monday, then Tuesday is your depressing day. You know, Mondays in general apparently cause a lot of anxiety. You know, throughout the year. Me, I like Mondays. You know, I'm like, okay, I got a lot of work to do. I got Sunday night. If it wasn't for football, Sunday night, I could see myself be, I got to wake up early. But for me, I love work. I'm a workaholic. So for me, I can't wait to hit the ball running. I mean, a lot of people are off today, and me, I'm working. I love to work. You know, so, give me a day where people are on holiday, I will work. I'm good. But then I might need a little time off, cut me some slack, Jack, later on. But, you know, people say if I didn't have to go in Monday, I'd be happy. No. If you're really that upset about having to go into work on a Monday, then my guess is if things change, then Tuesday is going to be your day. And, you know, taking off on Fridays, the reason why that's starting to go viral is because people don't work on Fridays. Bosses are like, they're already saying it's Friday, they're already dressing casual, they're leaving early, they're taking longer lunches, they're talking about their weekend plans. We don't get a lot of productivity on Friday, so why not take off on Friday? But that's not when people want off. They went off on Monday. So now basically all you're looking at is 3 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, where it would be maybe productive work. And what's happening? Well, many people are calling for 3-day work weeks. You know, it's interesting. I never expected anybody to feed me, anybody to provide my housing. If I don't work, I don't eat. That's just the mindset I have. And when you hear people try to get full salary for only 3 days work, you know, maybe we do need to change things back. If you work today, you get paid today. You work by the hour, you get paid by the hour. You know, when I do telemedicine, I actually am not salary. I prefer to take a role where only pay me when I work. But then if I want to work, and I log in at night, I log in on a holiday, I log in on a weekend, I get paid. I like that better. I like getting paid, you know, if I want to work. Now, some people love, you know, if you have that type of job where you get paid even if you're not working, okay, that is nice. And I get it. If you can have a salary job where you have days off and you still get paid full pay, that is nice. But that just doesn't work for me. Yeah, I want to know that if I need more money, if I got to make a car payment, I could make more money. That's what I loved about waiting tables. I would cover people's shifts. I go, look, can I work a shift? I need more money. Did you want off? Somebody's always like, oh, man, I got to work on Friday. I'll take it. I need the money. And I want that flexibility where if I have to go, you know, maybe it's that hunting mentality. When you're hungry and you want to hunt, you get out of your cave and you go and you find food to hunt. You have that incentive. And that's what I feel I need. But we're taking that away. We're not requiring incentive. Now it's, you know, you need work-life balance. It's your boss's job to pay, support your family, support your housing, support your lifestyle, but make sure you don't have to work. You know, no wonder people are getting depressed when they have to go to work. They think that's not the norm. No, the norm is if you want to eat, you work. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.